And it is 23 past 10. We've got Warwick Farm today racing there. And a quick look at the track and weather conditions for you. Give you the latest update there on what they are like. We've got, as I quickly bring up the website, which is just taking a while to wake up, a good four, the rail out 5 metres, 1,000 of the winning post, 3 the remainder, and the penetrometer 4.77. Paul Joyce joins me. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to speak with you. We've got a good track at Warwick Farm, a vast difference than 7 days ago when we're heading out there, and it's overcast, but we'll get through this meeting, and there's a bit of value to be found, so stick around.
All right, Ray Hickson. Morning, Ray.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Paul. Yeah, hopefully there is a bit of value to be found out there today. More importantly, hopefully there are some winners.
And Andrew Giorgio, tab.com. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, boys. And I can tell you that the betting activity on the meeting itself has been quite sprightly heading into this Warwick Farm card this afternoon.
All right, the first, we've got a full field.
And here we have Metavina at $5.50. Shantou, $9.50. Leamy Astray at 12. The Art of the Bar, $1.50 favourite. Back to My Bay, 51. Jet Girl, $9.50. And Sellers is an $8.50 chance. Well, as you can imagine, guys, the Art of the Bar, very popular with our customers. $155 best price, now into $150. It's three times as popular as anything else.
Well, the Art of the Bar should lead them. I've got her leading, although Jet Girl's very speedy and gets in with a light weight. So I don't think the Art of the Bar will get a picnic up front. Leamy Astray, the other one that can settle close, right?
Yeah, I think you've got that fairly right there, Paul. I think if Jet Girl wants to lead, I think Tim Clark will be happy to sit up on the outside. If she doesn't, I'm pretty sure he'd be happy to cross. Look, I find it hard to tip against the Art of the Bar, although I think $1.50 is probably a bit short. I don't think she's as good a thing in this race as she was a week ago anyway. That said, she put six lengths on them. She did it pretty easily. It is a bit tougher giving a bit of weight to older horses here, but I think she's obviously the most progressive horse and the horse to beat. Sellers, number seven, went around against her last week and finished 6.6 lengths off her. But I think she'll finish closer this time around on a good track. I don't think she goes at all in the wet. Number one, Metavina for third. She was great first up, not so great second up. If she runs up to a first up run, she could blouse them. And Shantou for fourth, number two. 4-7-1-2. Hopefully, we can kick off with a winner.
Yeah, I'm a bit with you here, Ray. 4-7-6-2. The Art of the Bar, she just kicks herself really on form. She won on a good track, two starts back at Kembla, and she ran good time, and then she backed it up on the heavy and obviously relished that last week. But she's back on top of the ground today. I just can't see anything really going wrong here with against this opposition, unless, you know, she over-races with Jet Girl. I just can't see her getting beaten. So I agree she's short enough, or probably a bit too short, but she's got to go on top. Seven Sellers, if there's going to be a knockout, I think she's the only one that could really do it. Back on top of the ground this week. I fancied her chances last week on the heavy, but she just never really handled it, didn't get a lot of room. So I'll stick with her as the one that could perhaps cause an upset. Then we get to the six Jet Girl. She's only got 52 kilos after the claim. She'll be up on speed making her own luck. And number two, Shantou, where she's probably the one that sits out the back and just tries out that absolute last crack at them if they overdo it. 4-7-6-2.
All right, race two, full field.
Cozzy, we've got He's Super Lucky at $6. Asorno, $4.80. Above and Beyond, $13. Bare Naked Lady, $6. Natalia, $9. Come Along, $21. Inherit, $7. And the $2.80 favourite is right down the bottom there in Rosina Kojanup. And although it's the favourite, boys, Rosina Kojanup, it's not the most popular runner. That honour goes to the toppy in He's Super Lucky, with one customer having $4,000 at $8 when the market first opened.
Yeah, good speed in this race, you would think. We've got Above and Beyond, who's led to win his two starts this prep. Rosina Kojanup, who showed plenty of pace to win at Hawkesbury first up. He's Super Lucky, who generally sits in the first two or three, and Bare Naked Lady, who led throughout to win at Hawkesbury first up. So, Ray, on paper, you'd think they'd really move along here.
Yeah, look, they could. This is a very interesting race, probably the best race on the day. Some nice, promising three-year-olds going around. I've been with Above and Beyond on its two runs back at Gosford and Hawkesbury, and he hasn't let me down, so I don't really see any reason to jump off him at the $13. You know, he's won a maiden in a Class 1. The $2.80 favourite has won a maiden over 1,000 metres. So, obviously, we're going to need a bit of luck with the speed map. I think what will probably happen is Rosina Kojanup leads and Above and Beyond sits outside with Barenaked Lady taking the trail. If that's the case, I'd be happy. Certainly on the each way basis at $13, Above and Beyond on top. Rosina Kojanup, number 8. She's got the boom, a little bit of a boom on her in the sense that she's a half to She Will Reign, and she always had a bit of a rap on her. She got the job done nicely. She needs to settle a bit better than she did at Hawkesbury, but she's the main danger for me. Number 4, Barenaked Lady. Well, she's won 2 races as well. She won at Scone, the English Challenge back in May. And she was handed that race at Hawkesbury when the well-backed favourite missed the kick, but she was still too good. Number 2, Osorno, gelded this time in. He'll be the one sitting back if they overdo it up front. 3 each way from 8, 4 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Rosina Kojanup, 8, 1, 3 and 4. I've always liked her at the trial. She's got that little bit of X factor about her. I know the pedigree probably has her shorter than what she should be in the market, but she may drift, according to Andrew there. The weight of money's not on her yet, so remain patient and keep an eye on the fluctuations there. She was heavily backed first up, 390 into 270, and she got the job done in great style. She came home in 32.50 the last 600 at Hawkesbury, which they can do. And I just think from the gate today, Adam Hieronymus has a couple of options there early, as Ray mentioned. He can either take a sit or punch through and lead. And I just think she's going to go on and win better races. But it's not a one-act affair. Number 1, he's super lucky. He was soft through the line there at Kensington, coming off that 3-week little let-up. And I like him as a horse. Number 3, Above and Beyond. You can't knock what he's done this prep. 2 starts, 2 all-on-pace victories. And number 4, Barenaked Lady. Well, she ran 32.44 the last 600, winning her race at Hawkesbury. So very competitive times with the favourite. 8, 1, 3 and 4. I agree with Ray. The best race of the day on paper.
All right, the third, we've got a full field as well.
Well, we've got the heavily backed Zoologist as a $1.95 favourite. Maestro is at 34. Thunder Pace, $9. Estraverto, 10. Nobu, $7. Grumble, 81. Word for Word, 9. Flying Piero, $7.50. Le Amaro at 18. And the one down the bottom, Helga, you can have $13 about its chances. Boys, there's only one horse in this race according to our customers, and it's Zoologist. $2.60 opening price. It was still $2.10 roughly half an hour ago. Since then, they've backed it into odds on. It's popular through the multis, and it's holding roughly 90% of the early investment.
Yeah, well, Chris Waller has a strong hand numbers-wise, which speed map-wise, you'd think Thunder Pace just gets a fairly soft lead, but I can't imagine that being the case. Zoologist has got the winkers first time. Perhaps he jumps cleaner and goes up and sits near Thunder Pace. Otherwise, you've got the first starter, Word for Word, who's, so you think, Billy, she could go forward, and Flying Piero, who had no luck at all 7 days ago, he's capable of going forward as well. So on paper, perhaps Thunder Pace, but I just can't imagine it'll work out that way, right?
Yeah. Look, this race is called the Farewell Bill Prane Handicap, obviously honouring a local trainer who's retired. I think it probably is the Hello Chris Waller Handicap, because I can't find anything else outside of Chris to fill the first 4 spots. Can't tip against Zoologist. He's short enough, though. I think he's the type of horse. He's a big, strong fellow, and he looks looking for 1,400 metres. Look, he hit the front there at Canterbury last start, was bloused by Rilamin Ruby and River Bird. I think, like I said, the 1,400 metres will suit him a lot better. I think he'll be able to roll a bit better, and he's the horse to beat. I think 7 Word for Word has trialled quite nicely. I've got her safe. Not sure where she goes from barrier 10. It'll be interesting to see if there's any announcement of tactics with her. 8 Flying Piero, like Paul alluded to, just didn't have a run last week. He was favourite in the race, won by Snippet Speed. Sat behind the leader, and the leader caved in, and he ended up back last and going nowhere when he got out, and the race was all over, so forget that. Number 5, Nobu, he's gelded this preparation. I think he's a horse that, he's a horse that I've sort of had a bit of time for in his first preparation. He showed a bit, so I'll be keeping an eye on him, but we'll go 1 on top from 7, 8 and 5, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going 9, 1, 7 and 8 here. I'm having something each way on this Anthony Edward Cummings horse called Les Amaru. Redoute's Choice Filly. She came through a 12.50 race at Kenzo behind Zalate and Fortry on her, which goes around later today. And she just had no luck. She drew the outside gate, so she was restrained for last. Then she got to the turn and she ran into a traffic jam, had to work across hills. And then she hit the line really strongly late, a lot better, I thought, than, say, the fourth horse in the race who she meets here. And she's just gone up at big odds. She'll obviously improve with that experience as she gets out to 1,400. The query is just that lack of pace in the race. If that sort of gets into a real sit sprint, it probably won't suit her, and we might have gone off one run too early. But around the $18 mark, I'm happy to take the punt. So number nine, Les Amaru on top. To beat the one Zoologist, who obviously has all the form on the board behind Nauticus at debut and then Real Men Ruby Riverbird last start. Winkers go on. That should sharpen him up a touch because he was slow away there the other night at Canterbury. But the market's well and truly found him. Number seven, Word for Word. Love the way she's been trialling this Day You Think Filly. I'm keen to see her at the races. She's got the blinkers on, which she wore at her most recent trial. And number eight, Flying Fiero. Ray covered him perfectly in his wrap. 9, 1, 7 and 8 for me in the third.
All right, the fourth, take out two, Harry's Comet.
The Toppy Colditz is at $12. Hort Brianher at $2.20 in favourite. Oz Fighter at 11. Task and Purpose, $5. Checksum, $7.50. Jewel of the Crown, 9. Affogato, 51. Natanya, 19. And Battle Plain is a $7.50 shot. And Battle Plain has had some specking today, guys. $11 best price now into $7.50. But most of the attention here does sit with Hort Brianher, the $2.20 favourite. It's roughly four times as popular as anything else.
Yeah, look, I can see some reasonable speed in this race. Remember, they're starting from the course proper, so they don't get that walk down the chute that we often see in these 1400s. Oz Fighter should lead them, but Jewel of the Crown, she's been showing plenty of natural pace at the trials. And Checksum, who basically sat outside the lead at Hawkesbury last start and was beaten in the last stride. And that's not even taking into account Task and Purpose, who has the ability to go forward if they want to, right?
Yep. Look, I was on the favourite at her first start, Hort Brianher, on the back of a good trial where she beat Zalate, who then turned the tables in the race. I thought that she over-raced a little bit in the run there, even though she appeared to have a nice bit of cover. I think she'll improve from that. I think 1,400 metres will suit her. I think she's short enough, but I couldn't go anywhere else but her on top. Task and Purpose, number 5, has been a bit costly, particularly to me. I thought her run first up in the Real Men Ruby race wasn't bad. She got back and ran on. I thought she had a chance a little bit there last week, but backing up's a good sign, back onto a good track. I want to respect number 1, Colditz, the debutante from the Waller stable, the Piero colt. He's only had the one trial and he's a very late foal, so he's obviously been given a bit of time. I like them kicking off at 1,400 metres with the pedigree that he has, so just keep an eye on him. Number 9, Natanya. I think it's a horse that the coming stable has a bit of time for as a horse probably more in the autumn over a bit more ground. But I'd like to throw her in the mix because she really attacked the line with purpose last start. 3 on top from 5, 1 and 9.
Yeah, I've got 3 on top as well, 3, 6, 7 and 5. Look, your reasoning around Hort Brianher is very similar to mine. I just think here, second start, she's got the right gait. So she should improve with that experience, as you mentioned, and she's going to get the gun run. Whichever way you map them here, there's just enough speed in the race that a horse like Hort Brianher will just lob into that gun trailing spot. And given the right run, what she did on debut, I'm happy to go her way at the short price. To beat the 6, Checksum. This filly had the race shot to bits at Hawkesbury, and she just wanted to duck in late under pressure, and Time of Glory pipped her right on the line. There was a good gap back to third. They ran good time home. So I think she'll only improve with that run under her belt. 7, Jewel of the Crown. She's a big strapping So You Think filly. She's rolling along in her trials and nothing seems to be able to get past her in the trials. So let's see under race conditions how she goes. But I think Jason Coyle has got a pretty smart filly on his hands here. And number 5, Task and Purpose. She's a little bit hard to catch, as Ray mentioned. And today, whatever they do with her, forward or back, I think she can be competitive with breaks in running. 3, 6, 7 and 5 in the fourth.
Race 5, full field.
Well, guys, this one is the most open betting race of the day, where Gamblestown is an $8 chance. Miss Shanty, $4.40 in favourite. Red Dream, $26. Lord Kingsley, $19. Devil's Lair, $8. Tinker Dan, $12. Then the next two horses are at $6.50, both Nightstar and Hirokin. Saint Katarina is at $7. The Iron Maiden, $9.50. Ardennes at $26. And Diamond Maid is a $23 chance. Well, guys, Miss Shanty is the most popular runner in terms of money held, but not a great deal of confidence about with her. Outside of that, I can tell you Night Star has shortened up from a high of $10 into $6.50.
Yeah, speed in the race is interesting because I can't find a leader. Interested in Ray's thoughts here, but obviously Hirokin settles somewhere near the lead, so maybe they go forward and lead on him today. Miss Shanty's drawn out, so they could press forward on her. That's about it. Red Dream going way back in his form. Tinker Dan every now and again. But basically, these are back markers, and they're all sort of looking at getting the 2,200 as strongly as they can today.
Yeah, look, it could come down to a bit of initiative from a jockey here. There's a lot of horses, as you said, Paul, that kind of like to race handy, but nothing that's really put their hand up and said, I'm a leader. So, look, that does pose a bit of a problem. As far as who's going to win the race... I'm quite keen on the chances of number 9, Saint Katarina, the Waller horse for Gerry Harvey. She just strikes me as the horse on the way up. A lot of these horses have been going around in the same races and not winning. And she's now fourth up, coming off an impressive staying win at Newcastle, where she took off about 900 metres out and circled and just kept going and just powered away from them late. Earlier on, at a 2,000-metre race back in May, she managed to sit up on the pace, so maybe she can land there somewhere. I certainly wouldn't want to see her drifting out to last and trying to circle them. I really don't know where to go with this race, to be honest. I've put Miss Shanty, number 2, in as the danger. She's just a model of consistency. She's backing up from last week at Warwick Farm on the heavy track, where I'm pretty sure she wasn't overly comfortable, and I don't think she was overly comfortable in being the one who had to chase Semper Fidelis, who had a picnic in front. Again, she's going to need to be in the right spot from that wide barrier. Third, number 7, Night Star. It's interesting that there's a bit of money for him. He really needed that win at Orange last start at the 2100 metres, and he did it very easily, winning by 5 lengths. Perhaps now that might switch him on, and he can, he's one of those horses that's sort of shown a little bit. For fourth, number 8, Hirokin. He's one of these horses that's sort of there all about. Look, I'm quite keen that St. Katarina will run a big race. 9 on top from 2, 7 and 8.
Look, I've gone 7, 1, 8 and 9. I thought Night Star was tempting enough at the $10. So interesting that he has come into that $6.50. I know he only won a benchmark 66 at Orange last start, but as Ray said, he won by 5 lengths. He had his head on the chest going through the line, and it's probably the first time they've really experimented with just switching him off in the early stages. They didn't seem to care that they were second last in the run. There wasn't that much speed going on up front. But the fact that he settled, he was given clear air turning for home, and it just seemed to be the difference with him. At his earlier runs, he's been a lot closer to the action, and there's just not a lot there at the business end. So maybe they've worked him out, and I'm happy to give him another chance here at the good odds. To beat number 1, Gamblestown. Now, this is the easiest race he's found for a long time. He ran third to Sky Boy 2 starts ago in a Saturday race at Randwick. So you'd like to think this is his race, but he hasn't won for 3 years. So you've got to be going to actually back him to win a race. He gets his chance. The 8 Hirokin, a good second behind Keep Up. That's probably the strongest form coming into this race. Again, he hasn't won for almost a year. And number 9, St. Katarina, will race spot on. She's the lightly raced horse with upside coming from the Chris Waller yard. 7, 1, 8 and 9 in race 5.
Race 6, but 1, Charlene, 8, Cat Gully Red and 12, Above and Beyond.
Absolute Ripper is a $9 chance. I Am Magnificent at 11. Miss Faith, 23. Then we have $5.50 for both Alart and I Am Special. Princess Lottie is at $8. Arquitas at 17. Miss Invincible, $2.60 in favourite. And Proconsul is at $8. The only horse that's had any sort of serious support is the favourite Miss Invincible. $3.20 this morning into $2.60, and it was $4.60 when the market first opened, but that was, of course, prior to scratchings.
Yeah, it's one of those races. I think punters were trying to find something to zero in on, and she looks the one. Speed-wise, she looks to get the gun trail here behind a fast speed. That should be set by the likes of Absolute Ripper, Princess Lottie, I Am Magnificent, and that basically puts Miss Invincible in that gun trailing spot, right?
Yeah, this race is really up for grabs, and I'm not surprised there's been support for Miss Invincible. It really does look her opportunity to break through. She's been thereabouts her last few starts. Obviously, I thought she looked the winner about 300 metres out at the Kensington track last start, and He's Super Lucky, who goes around in the earlier race, stormed down the outside. I think she's been apprentice ridden her last four starts, and she finds Karen McAvoy barrier three, and she doesn't have to lead. I didn't really think she'd be as short as 260, but she's the horse to beat for mine. Number six, I Am Special, is very much a 1,000-metre horse. She'll also get a nice tag just behind the pace, you'd think, from barrier two. Her last two runs over the 1,100 metres, she was a game third to Ellie's Encore on the Kensington track, and then she didn't compete at Canterbury last start. I think she's an improver. Number seven, Princess Lottie. She's an up-and-comer with a couple of nice wins against her name over short courses. And old Proconsul in for fourth. He always runs on. 10 chance to break through here from 6, 7, and 1. Be interesting race.
Yeah, I agree. I've gone 10, 5, 4, 2. I'm giving her chance. I just think the run of the race staff, Karen McAvoy aboard, she's raced in better races than this. She did run fourth in a listed race last prep. That was behind Pretty in Pink and Invictus Salute. So I just think she's got the form to win it. Outside of that, the 5, Alart. I loved her trial at Muswellbrook. She showed good speed there. First run for the new stable today. Gets in light, barrier 1. I think she's the danger. Number 4, Miss Faith. If you are playing Quinella's Trifecta's first fours, you could do worse than throw her in. She's probably going to be nearly the rank outsider. But she's a back marker with a lot of speed up front. And John Van Overme, 2 rides on this mare for 2 wins. So maybe have a think about her. And the 2, Absolute Ripper, she's always flies under the radar, and she's an absolute 1,000-metre specialist. She'll be out in front. It's just that last 50 metres. 10, 5, 4 and 2 in race 6.
Race 7, put out 5, Schnitzel Day, 6, Galotta and 10, Plaid.
Yeah, Oxford Magic is a $21 chance. Bravissimo at 9. For Kingdom Come, $4.20. Poetic Charmer, $3.50. Chalk, $11. Cosmic Rain, 10. He's a Given, $9.50. All in Rhythm, 51. Schoolmates, $8. Zeppelin, 9. Profiler, 31. And the one down the bottom there, V8, you can have $126 about its chances. Well, guys, it's been a fairly competitive betting race, this one. Our customers sort of taking a bit of a scattergun approach to this race. I can tell you Poetic Charmer is the most popular runner at this stage. Thy Kingdom Come has had good specking this morning. And at each way odds, Cosmic Rain, $14 into $10. And also Zeppelin, who was double figures earlier today, it's now a $9 chance. Both of those horses have had good specking.
Yeah, well, there looks a lot of pace on paper here in the last. Cosmic Rain, one of those horses specked, he'll kick up from that inside gate. But you've got Zeppelin going forward. You've got... He's a Given that'll press forward. You've also got Proetic Charmer, who led throughout to win last start at Canterbury. And then you've got a horse like Bravissimo, who's drawn outside all of that speed. So a decision to be made there whether they go forward on him as well, right?
Yeah, the Bong Bong Cup win has been well supported, eh? That's an interesting one. I think this race is prime for an upset, and I just can't miss the booking of James McDonald on number 10, Schoolmates. First up here, he's around the $8 mark, Andrew mentioned. He comes out of the trial that was won by Regent, who won the last race at Warwick Farm last week, and I thought he trialled very strongly for a, you know, mile or 2,000 metre horse, you know, going forward this preparation. And like I said, I think he's found James McDonald, he's found a race with a little bit of speed on, a nice barrier where he can get a nice soft trail, and he did run second on debut at his only other first up run at 1,400 metres at Randwick, and was well supported there. I'd expect him to run a good race, in a race I can't be super confident in. Number 4, Poetic Charmer, the favourite. Interesting to see where he gets in the run here, because he had a picnic in front when he won at Canterbury and was well supported last start. For 3rd, Thy Kingdom Come, number 3. He's had 2 runs back and been competitive. He's drawn wide on both occasions and been right up there on the pace. He hit the front at Randwick last start and was run down. Again, he might get a nice little bit of cover there and be able to have a bit more sting in the finish. And number 2, Bravissimo, I'd like to see him ridden for speed. I think he races best that way. He's been held up his last couple and sort of not been a part of it. So, look, 12 each way on top from 4, 3 and 2. I wouldn't be surprised if I've missed the winner there, to be honest.
Well, I hope you have, Ray, because I've found number 7, Chalk. 7, 12, 3 and 4. And it's a bit of a... bit of a roughie, a Chalk, that's what he is, and you're getting good price about him. But He went around at Flemington in the Greys race. Now, that's a benchmark 90, so we're coming back to a benchmark 70 here. He wasn't beaten that far behind Don't Blush Baby, Our Girl Silky and Andaz, so reasonable form. Then he went into a benchmark 78 Saturday race last time out, and he drew 12 of 13, and he just never got on the track. He was 4 or 5 deep the trip, entitled to drop right out. He stuck on okay. He finished 8th behind Cool Vinny and Redouble. Here he is today, barrier 2, Rachel King. He's one of the few gallopers that won't want to get involved in that on-pace battle up front. And with a quiet ride, bit of luck in the straight, I think Chalk could be the upset result. But I agree with you with Schoolmate. So I thought his trial was really sharp behind Regent. And with Regent doing what he did last week and the booking of J-Mac, I think you're very close to hitting the mark there with the 12. Then we get to number 3, Thy Kingdom Come. The soft gate's the key for him. He's just wanted to over-race when he sees clear air. So they should be able to smother him up today, which could improve his result. And the 4 Poetic Charm are a strong last start winner, but doesn't map anywhere near as well today. I'm happy to gamble on the 7. 7, 12, 3 and 4.
Now, Andrew, what's been best backed?
Oh, Cozzy, the best backed is easily Zoologist, race 3, number 1. The amount of money that we're holding on this horse already, I can sort of compare it to Saturday class racing. Yeah, the punters are confident. They've launched into this horse and they're taking whatever price that we're putting up at the moment.
All right. Now, Ray, what do you like?
Tough day for a best, Sean, because I want to stick away from some of these short price horses. I thought the best for me was race 5, number 9, St. Catarina. Just that the improvement factor, those lightly raced stayers that Chris can produce from time to time. And look, I do think Schoolmate's in the last or running a good race at each way odds as well, number 12 in race 7. So, look, I could tip you the shorties, but I don't think you need me to find them.
Good on you, Ray. Paul Joyce, what are your best, Paul?
Look, I agree with Ray. I'll see a few of those odds on pops that just jump off the page. We'll go with the good thing, race 2, number 8, Rosina Codgen up. I just think she's going to get to a price that's very tempting. In a race that has got a bit of depth in it, but I'm convinced she's the real deal. So race 2, number 8, Rosina Codgen up. And race 3, number 9, Les Amaru. Now, I know the money's all on Zoologist and he'll start in the red, but I'm convinced this filly could run a big race here at big odds. So maybe each way, or if you're a place punter, you could put a bit more on the place than the win. But I'll be on her each way at the good odds, Sean. Race 3, number 9, Les Amaru.
Good on you. Thanks, Paul, Ray, Andrew. Have a top day and we'll talk to you all soon.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Good luck.
It's 9:11 Sky Sports Radio.